This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's up, everybody? Welcome. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. For those of you who are new in the markets where we don't really know where the show is, let me just give you a little bit of a tidbit. I am a Fox News contributor, and hopefully we'll be doing a lot more than that. I don't know what the promotion scheme is, but we're working on a few things. And I'm also the author of three best-selling books. The latest is called Race Pimping. You can get it at racepimping.com. If you like the show, you can go to KJRadio.com 24/7, get any segment you want, download the bits, forward them to people, spread the word. That's what this is about. I do this show not because I enjoy radio. I never in my wildest dreams believed I'd be doing radio. When I started doing radio, it was because a guy told me, Kevin, you need to be doing radio. And it wasn't a passion. And being honest with you, it's not, TV's not a passion, radio's not a passion, writing's not a passion, but I do have a passion. I have a passion and love for this country. And I've seen how it's gone downhill, and my passion is to get the word out about our point of view, the conservative point of view. So all of my efforts are geared to that. Whether you are a member of TeaPartyCommunity.com, the Facebook equivalent of for conservatives, I'm the major stockholder in that organization. If you look at my websites, they are all about our message. Mostly around race and class, because that's what I think all of our politics focuses on. That's how the left has managed to weasel themselves, worm themselves into power. They've burrowed in with these false ideas around America as being racist and classist. They are that, but not us. We are loving, caring individuals who are more than happy to lend a helping hand when people deserve it. I think of the stories where you find out about, you remember the old guy who walked like 6 miles in the snow to get to and from work every single day, didn't have a vehicle, and you responded. You bought him a car. Leftists will tell you, oh, look at what we did. They don't donate. They pass around the story. Hey, I hope the story makes you feel good. Please donate or whatever. And don't misunderstand me. That's a service. But the people that get it and actually donate are overwhelmingly conservatives. That's true across the board. You talk about helping people. I mean, it's one thing to say, I'm going to help and I'll pass something out. It's another to donate. And it's an even bigger deal when you say, I'm not just going to donate. I'm going to get involved. I have a friend. He adopted 8 black kids. Wealthy white guy. He fostered them. Got them to adulthood. Most of them still really think of him as a great guy. One kid is a black man. He went to college because of this man. He's now a dyed-in-the-wool leftist who says white people are evil. After being cultivated and cultured by white folks, somebody got in his head, infected him with liberalism, and he now decries the very existence that got him to where he is. That's how pervasive it is. That's how dangerous it is. And that's how deadly it can be. So you provide a service, whether you know it or not. You do so much as conservatives, and the way that you can allow yourselves to be demonized is beyond me. That's why I come on this radio show. Trust me, my voice is going away. I've been hoarse for 2 weeks. Lost my singing voice. I can't sing like Sinatra. I'm mad and y'all just don't know. And a mule chewing on bumblebees. But I'm here. Because I want to make sure you understand how important you are, how important what you do each and every day, those incremental things that you do, that one tidbit of knowledge that you gain that allows you to stand up and fight, that allows you to say, I don't take your racist nonsense anymore. You're the racist leftist. Don't talk to me about racism. You know nothing about it. You're a racist. That says to some woman, you're not going to try to tell me men are the reason for your problems. The reason for your problems, feminist, is you and your ilk. I'm not going to let some other nation tell me that we're the reason for their problems, Mexico. We're not the reason for your problems. Your crappy economy and the leadership you choose is the reason for your problems. And I won't let it happen domestically. Black people, America doesn't do this for me. Screw you. America's giving you more opportunity than you would know in any other country. And if you squander it, it's because of you. It is not because of these solid American citizens who afford you the opportunity for failure over and over again in hopes of you finally achieving success. I just saw this thing the other day. Melissa read it to me. WD-40. You know what that means? Strange name for a lubricant, right? Why not call it Lubricol or Lubidol, right? It's called WD-40. Water Displacement -40. The 40 are the number of times the guy failed before he got it right. He was a failure more than he was a success. But it's his success that sits in practically every home in America. That's what you look for. So America's happy to watch you fail. Not in a way to ridicule you, but in a way to say to you, get up and go fail again. We got your back. As long as you keep trying. But what we've done is we've created a thing that says, I will fail by never trying. And that's what the left want for you. They want you to never take a risk, to never fail. They want a guarantee. They want a guaranteed income. They want a guaranteed existence. Zuckerberg, what an idiot. He wants to give people a guaranteed income. He says, by birthright, you should be guaranteed something. I want you to think of what that's going to do to America in the long haul. A bunch of people that believe that because of birth, they should have a living. Well, it wasn't your fault your parents had you. Just think of the leftist mentality. I'm so glad my father was a deadbeat, but I'm so glad that he and my mother had me because it gave me a chance at life and it gave me a chance at liberty and a pursuit of happiness. And it's my everything at that point is up to me. But we don't want that to be that way. No, Zuckerberg wants you to be guaranteed some level of success because he thinks that everybody will be happy when they get there. That's how leftists think. Where is he at? He wants to guarantee that. Why doesn't he give away his billions and billions of dollars immediately? Not over time. Same with Gates. Oh, I've got the foundation to give away my money after I die. After you die, you sucker, give away your money now. Prove to me that you are willing to back up what you preach. Practice what you preach, isn't it? They're disingenuous liars, all of them, to their core, to their rotten core. And they get mad at me for telling them the truth about themselves. If I were a billionaire, I'd give away tons of money. But I would not give away my billions just because somebody wants me to. It would be because I want to.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. KJRadio.com, the Kevin Jackson Show. I was thinking about my son because he had a baseball game yesterday, and his team's undefeated, and that's kind of a cool thing because the first year that they played together, these group of little guys, they won their season. And I don't think they were undefeated, but they won their season. And it was like such a thrill. Because he had been playing with this other team, and they hadn't done very well. And, of course, he's learning the game. He wasn't very good. But these little kids gelled, and the parents are really cool, so everybody gets along, and it's a hodgepodge of people. And they know me as the staunch conservative, but we've got a lesbian couple there. One of the guys, Zach, and his wife have a sister. Zach's sister is a lesbian. I mean, it's a crazy hodgepodge. One guy's from Panama. He's married to a white lady. I'm telling you, it really is. It's the United Nations. But it's a good crew. But anyway, here's what I was thinking about. I'm running around taking this kid for the baseball. I'm taking him to the batting cage to hit. He has a pitching coach. He's a catcher, but he's also a pitcher. So he's got a pitching coach. I take him to the park so he can catch. He's got all his gear on. I throw balls at him so he can learn how to stop them because he thinks he's a young Yadier Molina. And we're doing all these things, and I go into get home, go into the kitchen, and his mom's bought him little lunch pail. And this thing is cool. It's foam, but it's got these inserts that you can chill. And you can insert, make sure everything stays cool during the day and all that. So you chill these things, then you know, in the freezer, you put them in there. And then you put your stuff in there, and it's got compartments. And I mean, it's really cool. And I was thinking, in that moment, like this flash, this kid wants for nothing. I remember my first lunch pail. You guys don't believe it was the Flintstones. Those, you know, the metal ones. Don't, trust me, you guys don't even know what I'm talking about. My producers are like 13. How old are you, like 13, 14? Anyway, yeah, I had a metal thing, and I had a little, it had a thermos inside. And I was so happy to get this thing. It was like, wow, I gotta, you know, no kidding. I have my, you know, I had the little snap on it that let it close. The little, you know, anyway, you know what I'm talking about. People know that are over, you know, 40 years old. You know exactly what I'm talking about. So I got this thing. Get to school. The latch comes open. My thermos falls out, and I hear it bust. And I'm distraught. I cannot believe, you know, it had milk in it. But I can't believe my little matching set is now busted. So I'm looking at this one that's today that's foam, and it's foamy, where if you drop the entire thing, you barely hear it hit the floor. You would hear, woof, right? So there's that. There is no thermos, because you can just put your drink right in there. Yeah, that's the way they make them now. So you don't need a thermos. And of course, everything's in a plastic bottle, but it would never even feel it. You could throw that thing against the wall and you'd pick it up and you'd never know anything was on. But I was just thinking, I would have killed for that as a kid. And I'm not mad at my kid. You know, his mom bought it for him, fine. But it's like, seriously? It wasn't like he was like, Mom, I need a new, you know, lunchbox or whatever. When I got my new lunchbox, it was time for school. My grandmother said, let's go get your school supplies. And we go to whatever store, I forget the store, and you picked out your pen. You know, you had your list. Big Chief paper, number two pencils, whatever. And, of course, my grandmother says you get a lunchbox this year, which was a big deal. And here's what was so sad. When I broke that thermos, I knew there was no getting another one. Now, I'm going to tell you, if my kid, if he had a thermos and it broke, because he would have one, because these new thermoses, you can drop them from like 20 feet. They're industrial, you know, they're like made for guys working on skyscrapers, and nothing would happen. But if it did, you can bet Mom would go buy him a new one. And I'm thinking, are we raising these kids to just have this expectation that everything sort of regenerates, whatever you want to call it? Like if you cut off your finger, by morning you'll have a new finger. Don't worry about it. And I don't know, growing up poor and going in and seeing that, I'm telling you, I had this huge flashback to just like, what? Because here's the other thing. I'm guessing here. My son's probably had, no exaggeration, he's 10 years old. He's had at least 7 backpacks. Now, I don't know how much how much you go through in a backpack, but there's no reason to have 7 backpacks. But let me tell you why he's had at least 7. He may have had more. Because if he was into the Power Rangers when we bought him the first backpack, and now he's into the Ninja Turtles, you can't wear the Power Rangers anymore. Or if it's Pokemon he's into, you got to change the Pokemon. And Mom's Johnny on the Spot. She knows exactly what phase he's in. Let me tell you what Johnny on the Spot was when I was growing up. You got your Ninja Turtles, and I don't care if they were in style or out of style, that's what you had. And it just makes me think about that. And, you know, and philosophically, just trust me, Mom and I differ on how, you know, kids should be, what they should get. Because I think that we spoil them way too much. Anyway, I know it's not what we were going to talk about today, but I just thought I'd share a little bit of that insight. Because I feel, you know, I'm running this kid around to baseball, to karate, to all these different sport, and literally, you guys think I'm kidding. He'll get mail. Hey, you know, so-and-so invited me to, Brandon's got a party 2 weekends from now, 3 weekends from now. He's got a busier social schedule than his parents. And it's become expected that all these things happen. In fact, we were out somewhere one day. He's like, hey, Dak. He's like holding up some new Coke, you know, new Pepsi product. Like, hey, and he's holding up like, can I get this? And I'm like, you got money? He gets an allowance. I'm like, you got money? He goes, no. I go, I'm not getting it. And one time we were out and he wanted to get something. I said, I'll get it, but you're going to pay me back when we get home. Is it worth it? Yeah, I want it. I want it. He took one drink of whatever it was and he said, I don't like it. Well, give me my money. I don't care. It's nothing to do with me. Because they get to the point where, you know, like eating out and things like that just become the norm. And I remember eating out as a kid. Holy cow. It was a dream. It was a fantasy world to get to eat out. Even a burger. It was like, what? We're going to eat a burger? This kid. And I'm not coming down on him. I'm sure you all have some similar stories. But are we being too something? I don't know. Anyway, again, that's not what I wanted to talk about. But I will say this. The brighter your kids are, the more you might want to choke them. I'll leave it at that. Comey's testimony. And I said that I wrote yesterday there would be two bombshells that came out of this Comey testimony. And Catherine Herridge of Fox revealed one. I don't know if most people caught it. But the world was in anticipation of this. And I still, to this moment, don't understand why. So when we come back, I want to talk about Comey, the shill, over a decade, trying to take down the president. And the outcome. What do you think?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's no break in the trend of rising gas prices. Americans are still paying more at the pump. Since the latest AAA survey shows the national average price for a gallon of gasoline is over $3.13 a gallon. That's 95 cents higher than it was a year ago. The mayor of Surfside, Florida, says the search for those involved in the deadly condo collapse in his city will go on as long as it takes. Charlie Burkett saying the quest to find people will continue 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Burkett adding that'll be the case until we pull everybody out of that rubble and reunite them with his family. So far, 27 people have died and 118 are still unaccounted for. A stretch of Pennsylvania Avenue outside the White House is once again open to foot traffic. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says areas north of Tampa should get ready for landfall once Tropical Storm Elsa hits the state.
We don't anticipate the need for any type of widespread evacuations based on this storm. It's going to be a strong tropical storm.
His remarks came after Tampa was placed under a tropical storm warning as the system approaches Florida. The storm expected to make landfall sometime on Tuesday. Texas is joining 21 states asking the Supreme Court to uphold Hawaiians' Second Amendment rights to bear arms following a ruling from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals that upheld Hawaii's ban on residents bearing arms outside their homes. The state's filing an amicus brief with the High Court to help resolve a split among the federal circuit courts of appeal after several of the courts ruled against the 2008 District of Columbia versus Heller case, a landmark gun rights ruling. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Have you ever done anything in your long and storied career that you consider specifically to be in bad taste as you look back on it? Maybe at the time you thought it was a good play, but you look back on it and you think that was in bad taste.
Well, sometimes, like in stand-up, I'll do jokes that are, like one time I was doing this thing in San Francisco and they were all gay people in the audience, they told me, so I figured I'd
do it. In San Francisco?
Yeah.
No!
So I figured I'd do stuff about gay people so that they could relate to
it. Yeah, it's warm up. They love that.
And so I was talking about, because I went to this gay pride parade, and I saw in it there were these an old men and old ladies like with these signs that said, "We are proud of our gay son." You know, and so I was saying, that's an odd thing to be proud of, you know, because it's not an achievement, you know, it's not like something you work all your life to be gay or anything like that.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Norm MacDonald is a funny guy. He's a strange comedian, but funny. Very perceptive in certain ways. Hadn't heard much from him. Wonder what he's up to. Anyway, but I did want to play that because there's a guy, his name is Charles Woodson. Not a football player, age 43, and he's making this very strange claim. He claims that a beverage he ordered at Starbucks made him gay, turned him into a homosexual. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I saw this story. I don't know that it's true, but it was funny. So you can, if you hear more about it, congratulations. If you don't, we'll file it under, I should do this segment probably with my buddy Blake. Because it could very well be unconfirmed breaking news. But I did. I saw this story in a reputable site, and I titled it, Starbucks Made Me Gay. And Woodson claims that he dared to try a new unicorn frappuccino from fellow coworkers, and now believes that he is, in fact, gay. And I'm telling you, as I looked at this story, the more I saw it, I thought, this just can't be. This can't be true. Here's what he says. I don't know what to do. I've got a wife and three kids, but that's all out the door, thanks to Starbucks. So my construction buddies dared me to try this new drink, and I did. And it looks like it's a drink for daisies, and believe me, it is. As soon as I drank it, I felt the difference in my body. This is good. Come on, guys. Seriously, this has to be fake. I want to see if anybody else has this story, because there's no way this is true. And he says, as soon as I drank it, I saw the difference in my body. I saw an attractive gentleman in the store and thought, wow, I'd love to get up in that. Oh, my goodness. I'd love to get up in that. He says, Woodson is preparing to sue Starbucks for the whole ordeal and is looking for a settlement in the range of $10 million. What's so funny about this to me, what tickles me the most, is I hope it's true and I hope he wins. Because wouldn't that be just a real door opener for the all, for the rest of us? In this crazy world, that we could finally get back at a leftist organization and say, you know, because these guys are always bugging us about 16-ounce Cokes versus 32-ounce Cokes and the fat content of this or that. And, you know, remember they wanted to sue McDonald's because the guy goes, McDonald's made me fat. I don't know. I tell you what, I would get a list of people that I want to go after, Target. I would find something that I eat at Target or whatever, and I would say, you know, these bonbons I ordered from Target made me fat. Or whatever. I would just go after them. But this is hysteria. I don't believe this to be true, though. Says it's not fair, you know? Tough guys can't enjoy a beverage like that without being called gay, and then something like this happens. Yeah, this, I mean, it reeks of just being a joke, but I still think it's very funny. And you know what I like about stuff like this, even though it may not be true, and probably isn't? What I like about it is the thoughts that it provokes, right? So I met with this group of about 70 people who have kids in this very prestigious school, and it's 80%, I'm throwing this number out there, but conservative, and 20% liberal. But the teachers are now almost to a point, almost to a person, they're very liberal. But they don't want to do anything that promotes conservatism. And it was so interesting to watch the parents looking over to see if the principal could hear them in conversations when they were talking to me. And the level of fear that we have, we don't go after these folks at all. And to watch people, I'm just telling you, people were like, okay, who's within earshot of me when I want to tell Kevin exactly what's going on? And I'm saying to them, guys, get litigious. Okay, I'll give you a good example. Two women came up to me and they said, Kevin, our kids are in the same class. It's a history class. If the kids don't write what the teacher wants them to write in terms of this paper, the concept, she will not give them A's. And so one of the ladies said, my son was reading me back what he wrote, and I said, do you really believe that? And he goes, no, Mom, this is what I need to get my grade. And I said to him, you need to stop your sons from doing that. You need to let your sons write what they believe. That teacher now believes she's indoctrinating everybody, and it's complete. She doesn't have any pushback. So she looks at it. All these students are now doing what I'm asking them to do. So I'm winning. And I said, now, let me ask you this, ladies. Most of those kids in the class, conservative or liberal? Conservative. Then what do you think is going to happen when she gets 80% of those papers that disagree with her, and you parents go up and you say, you're not getting away with this? If she gives your sons, you know, in these cases, the sons are a B, when you know it's A work, and 20 of you parents go up there and say, let me show you what this kid got versus this kid, and you're going to make life miserable. And I said, and you have to be willing to put a stink. So here's what was funny, what came out of the meeting. The lady who runs the school, it's a private school, $600,000 is what she makes a year. I said, if you don't think that woman doesn't want to lose that job, you are crazy. You put up enough of a stink, and I'm not talking about within the administration and within the board. I'm talking about in public, where you say, we're going to air every bit of dirty laundry. This school is never going to be the same. I said, you will absolutely, this woman will be driven out, and the teacher will be with her. But, you know, again, I'm looking at the story about Starbucks. As I said, it probably is a joke. But the underlying problem with all of this is that we do know, in a strange kind of way, that Starbucks is a left-leaning company, a leftist company. We know that Target is a leftist company. We know the political correctness rules the roost. It is what we've been forced to buy into for decades. And now it's in... Even it's one thing to say it's in a regular school, it's in public school. This is a private school that costs about $30,000 a year for a kid to go. And I said, just think about this. Private school has been making senators and congressmen. And I told them today, I said, you guys make Ferraris. I said, what's your graduation? And I said, let me guess. You graduate 100% of the students at this school. And they proudly, you know, like shook their heads. And then the chairman of the school, yep. And I said, funny how I know that. I said, you know what? Schools across the nation, they don't. They don't do that. And so I said, so you're graduating all these students. And I said, and I'll tell you something else. I bet you most of them, if not all of them, end up going to college. And then they become really good at whatever they do. And I said, and I'll bet you something else. This hadn't just started. This isn't a three-year-old trick. This is something you've been doing for decades. Right? Yeah, yeah. I said, and then you invite a kid like me. You say, you know what? We want to diversify. We want to make this beautiful thing we have, this Ferrari, we want to make it available to a kid that wouldn't be able to afford it. So we're going to offer scholarships, and we're going to go find these kids. And you know what they do? They let these kids get in late. They let these kids be disruptive. One girl was holding up her fist, Black Power, as she did something in the library, and she was reading The New Jim Crow. Some black chick never could have gotten into this school, and they allow it. One black girl was eating a meal and said that it wasn't she wasn't enjoying it much. She was so disruptive at an event that one of the ladies who was on the committee said, when they asked me what school I was from, I was embarrassed to tell them. This girl was disruptive, rude to the wait staff, etc. Kid that needed a scholarship to get into this school, they're capitulating to them. And I said, you're doing these kids no favor. What do you think you're doing? Would you allow your kids to do that? The answer was no across the board. And I said, so you know how to create Ferraris. And then you bring these kids in that have never been to a Ferrari manufacturing plant. The closest they've gotten is to a Ford. And I said, no offense to those of you who own Fords. I said, so you've got this Ferrari facility. You bring these kids in and know how to make Fords. And you tell them, okay, we're going to make you Fords. I said, I guarantee you this. Your kids are still going to be Ferraris. They're going to have Ferrari engines in them. But these black kids are going to have Ferrari bodies with Ford engines. Or, you know, some substandard engine for that car. And when that car goes to race or perform, it's going to perform less. Now, are people still going to think it's a Ferrari? They may, up until a point. But then, your reputation as a Ferrari will be
ruined. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KevinJackson.us. If you want to get to me, you can also go to KJRadio.com if you want. Look, I want to talk a little bit about this thing that you're starting to hear more about it, and it's called cultural appropriation. And I've touched on it a few times. I think it's a joke. Cultural appropriation. Like saying, oh, well, if you play tennis, then you're culturally appropriating white people stuff. Tiger Woods has culturally appropriated golf from, you know, whoever invented golf. I forget who it was. But anyway, he's culturally appropriated it. Black people cannot play golf because a white person invented it. Well, if that's the case, why are black people playing basketball? Because Naismith invented it.
Oh, well, Kevin, during the times of slavery, we couldn't be inventing stuff.
Really? I'm just playing devil's advocate here. I mean, Naismith invented basketball. Why are so many, there's a lot of colored folks playing basketball. You know what I'm saying? So, what's this cultural appropriation? If every time I wear a suit, am I culturally appropriating the attire of white men? versus what? Wearing a dashiki? This is so ridiculous, but we talk about it all the time, and it's coming up more and more. This white, I redid a story where this girl, a black chick, got mad at a white dude wearing dreads and said, "Why are you wearing dreads?" He's like, "Cause it's my hair." You're culturally appropriating a hairstyle of black people. Well, how's that? Because here's the way I would view it. When I was a cave, when people were cavemen, and they weren't all black, they didn't have combs, and they had dreads. So how is it that you've culturally, you said dreads belong to black people? People have been wearing dreads since the beginning of time. They didn't have combs. Your hair got matted. That was that. How does, what, you white people can't listen to black people? If I listen to classical music, am I culturally appropriating something white? If I, you know, eat steak tartare or whatever, what makes that white? What makes one white, one black? I mean, we've got, who's his name? Scott Joplin. Scott Joplin played, you know, swing, jazz, what do you call it, ragtime? Man, you got to hear this guy play. He's unbelievable. They have his museum in St. Louis. Anyway, he played ragtime. But the white people invented that form of music. Did he culturally appropriate? He revolutionized it. When white people listen to jazz, are they culturally appropriating? But it is so ridiculous. But let me tell you, it permeates all of society. White people are afraid to do things and say things because they're afraid that somebody will say, "Well, that's something black people do." Really? And it's to the point where it's to the detriment of blacks. It's to the detriment. And why are blacks so sensitive? I'm talking about leftists. I'm not talking about blacks that don't give a crap, like me. Yeah, I don't care. Oh, you know, Kevin, you know, they never make us look good. Well, how do we do it? How good are we doing at that? Are we, when they make black people criminals in movies, do you just think that somebody said, "Hey, you know what, let's not do the Korean. Let's do the black guy. You know, we've done a whole lot of Koreans. You know, we're stereotyping Koreans when we do that." I don't know when the last time a Korean committed a crime in America. Do you? What about a Japanese person? I'm not saying they don't. I lived in China. The people committing crimes in China were Chinese. They didn't import black folks to do it. So I get the Chinese commit crimes. But even in their own culture, they commit a lot less crime than we do. In America, black teen men commit a tremendous amount of crime. And you're wondering why Hollywood depicts them that way? Who should they do? They should put nuns on the street. White nuns going out on a gang, you know, taking a drug dealer's money. Something like that. What do you think they're going to do? They're going to do what they see, what they know. Cultural appropriation, my behind. We got gay men playing straight men. We got black men playing white roles. White roles, you know, white people playing black roles, whatever. That's Hollywood does it. They appropriate. What is a black experience versus a white experience? Seriously, I don't know one. The only thing I could tell you is somebody not liking you because of skin color, but guess what? That happens to white folks. "Oh, Kevin, they don't like me because I'm black." There are people that don't like white people because they're white. What about that dude that wants to kill cracker babies? You think he's, what is his stance on white people? "We got to fight back, America. We got to kill cracker babies." But black people say no. Uh-oh. Well, I mean, he's a one-off. No, he's not. Black people in America are racist to their, I'm talking about leftists, are racist to their rotten cores. Cultural appropriation. What a joke. You can't make some superhero, you know, which, by the way, if you make Superman now, he's got to be black. If you make Wonder Woman now, she's got to be transgender. If you make the Green Goblin, he's got to be Mexican or something. Seriously? That's where we are. It's embarrassing. And the reason why I tell you guys this stuff is because I want you to be embarrassed. I want you to go, "Kevin, surely that's not the case." Yes, it is. It's the case. And I want to shame you into being more active. And for the record, at teapartycommunity.com, that's where we are going to house all the things where you can become more active in these types of things. Teapartycommunity.com. I implore you to join. Right now we're just kind of, you know, we're incubating. But when it comes out, the new site that's mobile ready, etc., it's going to blow your mind. Why am I talking about cultural appropriation? Famous British author named Anthony Horowitz claimed recently that he was warned off of putting a black character in a new series of books because it would be, quote, inappropriate for a white writer to do so. Horowitz is 62. He created a series called Alex Rider. It's teen spy novels, one of which became a movie in 2006. And speaking to the Daily Mail's Event magazine, Horowitz said to the editor that the editor told him, if you create a black character in his upcoming new series of books, it would be seen as patronizing. The new series will be about the state of the world, according to Horowitz, and it features two lead characters, a black guy, a black kid, and a white kid. Now, from my perspective, I go, you go, Horowitz. You're going to make a black kid, you know, something special in a book that may turn into be a movie, which means some black kid's probably going to get a role, and he's going to become an iconic figure because of your books. Go for it. Can I sign my son up to be that black figure in the future, in the movie? Are you kidding? Cultural appropriation. He says that it's not actually our experience, and therefore to do so is by very nature artificial and possibly patronizing. That's what Horowitz said that the editor of the Daily Examiner or whatever, the Daily Mail's event magazine told him. Because it's not your experience. Certainly it's your experience. It's an experience coming from his brain, put on the paper, saying, here's a character that I want to write. I'm writing him as black. What? Black kids, whatever he writes for this black kid, couldn't have possibly happened to this black kid? No. That black kid, well, we all know, that boy, he grew up in the hood with a single mom, and he ain't got nothing, you know, no kind of hope. What if this kid were from an upper middle class family who sent him to sleuth school, and he learned all about being a detective, and he became one of the best detectives, and maybe his daddy was a detective too for the Scotland Yard, or what? Why? Is that as unique to somebody that it can't be considered a black experience? Oh man, y'all got me stuttering now. You know I'm mad. You know I'm mad when I start to stutter and my voice go up like this. It's right, I'm mad. I'm angry because this is the type of stuff that society shouldn't be dealing with. I shouldn't be talking about it. We shouldn't be dealing with it. The guy can write what he wants to write. When did that become... I mean, what law says this man can't write about whatever he wants? Now, he can, and obviously. It's a guy warning him off. But think about the leftist who says, hey, I want to help you out here. You might not want to put that black character in the book because you're not black. Yeah, see, if you write about things like, well, I mean, using that logic, I know where you're going with this because you guys have jumped into my head. You're saying, well, Kevin, if you write about a dog, you don't know exactly what the dog's doing or thinking or whatever. How do you do that? How do you write about anybody? You write about a mother, a woman. Well, he watched his mother. That doesn't mean you know about her. You think you know women because you've watched women? Negro, please. Don't get me started. So, the idea that this guy wants to write a book and make a protagonist, one of the protagonists, a black kid, I applaud him. I would say to this leftist, mind your business. You have no reason to be telling this man what to do. And don't try to help black people. We'll be fine with him writing about us. In fact, I encourage you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.